WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, dopamine fam. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing we call life. Ever feel like you're walking on a tightrope, just one wrong step away from an explosion of anger or frustration? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong and your patience wears thinner than a politician's promises? We've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the fiery depths of anger and frustration, but don't worry, this isn't a rant session. We're equipping you with some seriously powerful strategies to manage those emotional dragons so they don't rule your life. First things first, let's acknowledge that anger and frustration are natural human emotions. They're like the smoke alarm going off, sometimes necessary, sometimes annoying, but ultimately, there to signal something needs attention. But when these feelings become overwhelming, they can lead to unhealthy behaviors and damage relationships. That's where our strategies come in. Think of this episode as your anger management toolkit, packed with practical tips to keep you cool under pressure. Number 1. Recognize your triggers. What sets you off? Is it traffic jams, demanding bosses, or that endless cycle of laundry? Identifying your triggers is like knowing the enemy's weaknesses. Once you know what throws you off balance, you can start preparing your defense mechanisms. Next up, practice mindful breathing. Ever notice how your heart rate skyrockets when you're feeling angry? Deep breaths are like a reset button for your nervous system. Inhale slowly through your nose. Hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times, focusing on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. It's like giving your brain a mini vacation from all the stress hormones. Number 3. Challenge your thoughts. Anger often stems from irrational or negative thoughts, instead of saying, "This is the worst day ever." Try reframing it as, "This is a challenging situation, but I can handle it." Remember, your thoughts are not facts. They're interpretations of reality. Choose to see the glass half full, even when it feels like it's overflowing with lemons. Now, let's talk about healthy expression. Bottling up anger is like trying to hold a balloon filled with helium. Eventually, it's going to explode. Find healthy outlets for your frustration, like exercise, journaling, or talking to a trusted friend or therapist. Physical activity can release pent-up energy, while writing down your feelings can help you process them in a constructive way. Finally, set boundaries. Protect your emotional well-being by setting clear boundaries with people who tend to trigger your anger. This could mean saying no more often, limiting contact with toxic individuals, or establishing rules for how you want to be treated. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own peace of mind. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager who used to get incredibly frustrated during team meetings. She felt like she was constantly battling against passive-aggressive colleagues and unrealistic deadlines. One day, she decided to implement some of these strategies. She started paying attention to her triggers, specifically, dismissive comments from one particular colleague. Instead of letting those comments derail her, Sarah focused on mindful breathing and reframed them as simply someone else's insecurity. She also learned to set boundaries by politely, but firmly, redirecting the conversation back to the task at hand. As a result, Sarah felt calmer and more confident in meetings. Her team started working together more effectively, and Sarah found herself enjoying her work again. So there you have it, folks. Remember, anger and frustration are normal emotions, but they don't have to control your life. By recognizing your triggers, practicing mindful breathing, challenging negative thoughts, expressing your feelings healthily, and setting boundaries, you can master the art of emotional regulation. This isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about managing them so they serve you, not the other way around. Go out there, take control of those emotions, and let's make this world a little less angry one step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these strategies. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep it cool, Dopamine Fam.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.